Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. For many working women, retirement often means another full-time job. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. They love their families and work long hours caring for relatives in need, but many women are disappointed in the way their retirement years are unfolding. The demands, surprises, and constant needs of providing care for another person can be taxing and often means changing the vision you had of yourself in retirement living mode. Then there are those women who are managing being laid off from jobs they have worked for a lifetime, such as Ellen, who was let go at the age of 63 after 40 years with the same company. A merger of several companies led Ellen's layoff, and she says it was very hard to take, especially given all she had done over the years, working weekends and holidays for the company. She lost not only her job, but she says she lost her identity and confidence too. There is help, support groups for women in such situations, groups like Transition Makeover, for example. It pairs older unemployed women with a career coach, financial planner, life coach, and other personal assistants. Retirement is changing as 79 million baby boomers begin leaving long-time jobs and start new careers or devote their 9-to-5 to community groups and causes. And yet, there are others who, because of the deep recession, find they must continue working much longer than they expected. Besides needing a new word for this point in life, we also need to contemplate it, prepare for it, and then experience it. According to a survey by WomenSage.com, 36% of women plan to work part-time when they retire, and 27% don't intend to retire at all. Women Sage is a nonprofit membership organization dedicated to educating, empowering, and fostering mentoring relationships among women at midlife. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.